like a house. Well, she was buried, cause her hiney, he gave her the sack. It's no use, she said I must reduce, cause that's the only way I'll ever get my hiney back. So one day, a visit she did pay to Dr. Schnitzel, said you must go on a fast. I'll cut out all your starches, I'll fix your falling arches. Tell me, should I operate or blast? Lena brushed her face and turned red. Went to the doctor, this is what she said. Doctor, I know I am stout, but if you must cut something out, please don't cut out my sauerkraut. You can cut out all my meat, excepting when it is time to eat, but please don't cut out my sauerkraut. Doctor, even so, I hardly know you. You can even cut out what I owe you. You can come around some night, wouldn't put out my electric light, but please don't cut out my sauerkraut. Lena ate the things that help you stay, but she kept on gaining every day, at least a pound or two. It's so strange, she said my shape won't change. To help me get my honey back, I don't know what to do. So once more, she knocked on Schnitz's door, who said, today I think I'll put you on my scale. One minute was adjusted, the doctor's scale she busted. Then she looked at him and turned so pale. She said, doctor, if you operate, remember this before it is too late. Doctor, I know I am stout, but whatever you cut out, please don't cut out my sauerkraut. You can cut out my beef stew, or my husband's supper too, but please don't cut out my sauerkraut. If it will help to make me thin and bony, you can even cut out my bologna. You can cut out my milkshake, but doctor, for goodness sake, please don't cut out my sauerkraut. Aber ich habe sehen mein Sauerkraut nicht aus. Sie sind immer noch zu Blause und der Irr ist krank zu Hause. Aber ich habe sehen mein Sauerkraut nicht aus. Das gehen wird gut, hat der Schnickel. Wir sehen, dass die Enden vom Nickel. Und die Lücken, das ist tun, was der Blieben von der Schlun. Aber ich habe sehen mein Sauerkraut nicht aus.
By the West End Jazz Band. Please don't cut out my sauerkraut. Mike Bazin on the vocal there. He's the leader, trumpet, and arranger for that amazing band. And before that also, as I said, the West End Jazz Band, his wife Leah, who goes under the name Leah La Brea, and that was Do Something. Before that, the performance that inspired it. And I wanted to play that for some time, and I've done so tonight. I'm glad to do it. If you want to check up on the goings-on with the West End Jazz Band, who are in Chicago mostly, check them out through my Radiola blog, which is radiolablog.blogspot.com. If that's too much to type, type in Radiola into Google. About halfway down the page, maybe about four or five down there, creeping up toward the top, doing my best. Not that I'm competitive, because those who know may say I'm not. But those were two very, and the middle one, Do Something, was from their newest release, which was the Gold Diggers of Broadway Overture CD, which is available and has some wonderful stuff on it. They all do. You've got to buy their stuff. That's just a teaser. Now you have to spend money and buy their CDs. Wonderful, wonderful CDs. And now, back to our theme, although that last one was definitely within our theme. Don't cut out my sauerkraut indeed. Here's Fats Waller on the SD pipe organ at Camden, New Jersey, playing the St. Louis Blues.
Thank you. you gone away. Now that I need you, you are gone. When I could have had you, I laid you on the shelf. I'm not blaming you, dear, I'm blaming myself. Never miss the sunshine until after the rain. Never miss the moonlight until dawn. You never miss the roses until way in the fall. Now that I need you, you are gone.
Five by Five again, Jimmy Rushing, although I'm sure he got rather tired of that moniker from time to time, that sobriquet can be wearing. But that was with him with the Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, Now That I Need You, You've Gone Away. And that, I believe, was from 1930. Before that, the Louis Armstrong's Hot 7, the Potato Head Blues. Yes, baked, boiled, but not fried. And that was from 27. I've just won a potato head on auction somewhere, and I think, you know, I've been collecting records for 35 years, and I don't have a single one of those. I think I just won one on eBay. I'm referring to the Whiteman recordings where he had his picture on the label. They called them potato heads because his head basically looked like a baked potato. Fortunately, mine doesn't. I'll say that for me. Beginning with Fats Waller on the SD pipe organ in Camden, New Jersey, 1926. The St. Louis Blues. Now, Al Lentz and his orchestra. Every night, I bring her Frankfurter sandwiches. Lucky gal.
Frankfurter. Too high, play lower. Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches. Lena loves Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches. She don't care much for pigsby, 99. Pickles, sauerkraut, she loves cheese with pumpernickels. Every night she whispers Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches. I feel there's something wrong. Instead of woman's caressing, all she keeps doing is pressing. Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches, all day long. gentlemen, I am ruined now. Wall Street's not to blame for the racing game. I have spent every cent, let me tell you how. Listen, one and all, to the cause of my downfall. Hungry women, hungry women, I feed them and weep. They never eat cheap. All those meal hounds eat like real hounds when they eat with me. They're out on a spree. They have cute faces and cute figures, but the real question is where to find one who has got acute indigestion. Hungry women, hungry women, I feed them and weep. Hungry women, hungry women, whenever we meet, it's when do we eat? Then they pitch in and clean the kitchen. What I'd like to know is where does it go? I saw a great magician doing wondrous feats. He sawed a woman in half, gave me the half that eats. Oh, those hungry women, hungry women, I feed them and weep.
The ball was over, of course the music stopped. I took her to a restaurant, the finest on the street. She said she wasn't hungry, but listen to what she eat. A dozen hot dogs with sauerkraut, hamburgers on rye. Then she ordered her scrambled eggs with such a gleam in her eye. Chicken stew and muffin stew, her appetite was immense. When she called for pie, I thought I would die, cause I only had 50 cents. She was a delicate girl, I never thought she could eat. But I had no more money in my coat to give her a lovely treat. Then next I asked her what she drink. She said with an awful thanks, young gentleman, I'm not thirsty, but listen to what she drank. A pint of gin, a pink lady, a Bloody Mary, a lemon pop with some rum on top, and a drink they call the Zombie. A ginger ale, a gin cocktail, I thought she had better sense. When she called for rum, I got deaf and dumb, cause I only had 50 cents. Finish up with this delicate girl. She cleaned out the ice cream can. And she said, sweetheart, I must tell Mama, you are really a fine young man. And next when you go out for fun, I'll fetch the family wrong. So I paid the waiter the 50 cents, and then the bouncing began. Oh, he bust my nose and he tore my clothes. I washed dishes and swept the floor. Then I realized I had two black eyes and was stumbling through the door. He grabbed me where my pants was torn and kicked me over the fence. And he said, young man, never treat that girl when you only got 50 cents.
$0.50 by the Duke of Iron. Now, that was a suggestion from Lou Danziger. He sent a tape with that on it to me and with a lot of other great things. And I found the original album from 1959, and here it is on the show. Not heard probably for ages. Ages, I'd say. And keeping on the same theme Going back 30 years before that, Hungry Women, Eddie Cantor, of course, 1928. Before that, Al Lentz and his orchestra, Every Night I Bring Her Frankfurter Sandwiches, 1927. And again, we veer from the theme. A friend of mine I met in a restaurant, IHOP, curiously enough. Yes, there's a... It's like putting a loaded gun in my mouth, I know, but I love the place. And after eating my chicken fried steak, I talked to him, and he said he wanted to hear I Can't Get Started. Well, I have three versions of Can't Get Started. I'm going to play the Red McKenzie and both Bunny Berrigans. So anybody listening now will have a full range. The song was introduced by Bob Hope, of all people. And it's, of course, well-known with Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin. Ira, not with his brother, but moonlighting at a great effect here. Great song, great lyrics, great performances. Red McKenzie and his Rhythm Kings from 1936. I Can't Get Started.
Revolutions in Spain. The North Pole I have chartered, but I can't get started with you. Around a golf course I'm under par, and Metro Goldwyn wants me to star. I've got a house and a show place, but I get no place with you. You're so supreme. Lyrics I write of you, scheme. Just for a sight of you, dream. Both day and night of you. And what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. And Greta Garbo's had me to tea. And yet I'm brokenhearted, 'cause I can't get started with you.
And on the golf course, time under par. And Metro Goldwyn want me to start. I've got a house at your place, and I can't get no place with you. 'Cause you're so supreme. Lyrics I write of you, and I scheme. Dream day and night of you, dream. Just of the sight of you, but what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. And Greta Garbo had me to see. Still I'm broken hearted, 'cause I can't get started. Under par. Metro Goldwyn have asked me to star. I've got a house, a show place. Still I can't get no place with you. 'Cause so supreme. Lyrics I write of you, I dream, dream day and night of you, and I scheme just for the sight of you. Baby, what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. Greta Garbo has had me to tea. Still I'm broken-hearted, 'cause I can't get started with you.
Can't get started, times three. All the cognoscenti among you, and I'm sure there are a few, probably most of you, will know that Bunny Berrigan was the trumpet player on all three recordings. First was the vocal by Red McKenzie, love that voice. Then the small group version with Bunny Berrigan from 1936, which was shorter, and then the full-blown 12-inch 78 of Bunny Berrigan and his orchestra from 1937, his showpiece. And I know that's veering into big band territory, but that's a lovely record, and it should be played and heard more often. And I played it as a sentimental favorite. I don't normally play mostly standard big band stuff, because I figure that's covered in other shows, but giving Bunny Berrigan a little of his due. He doesn't really fit in with the fat theme of this show, except that he had a fat tone on his trumpet. That's stretching a point, perhaps. But now we're going to go back to our theme with a vengeance, you might say. Sophie Tucker, Oh, You Have No Idea, on Radiola, 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York.
The man has the old maids wishing for new ambition every time they see him passing along. What a man, what a man. He's a real live petter, a sweetheart getter. When I tell you, I'm not telling you wrong. Has he arms that are big and strong? Does he know where those arms belong? Oh, you have no idea. Has he ways that I love so much? Does he speak with his sense of touch? Oh, you have no idea. He's got a million in the bank, and that helps a lot. But say that million in the bank is only part of what he's got. Gosh, oh gee, do I want to swear. Could he answer a maiden's prayer? Oh, you have no idea. girls adore? Does he know what he's got them for? Oh, you have no conception. Has he eyes that are full of love? Do they show what he's thinking of? Oh, you have no idea. He's got that what people can't name. And say that what could make the wildest woman tame. Hot as fire, all the girls agree. Does he spark when he's out with me? Oh, you have no idea. Does he love like a desert sheik? When he necks, can he make him weak? Oh, you have no realization. Has he got what the girls all crave? When they're with him, does he behave? Come to me for information. He claims he's traveled quite a lot in far distant lands. I don't know if it's true or not, but boy, he sure has traveling hands. Like an auto, he changes speed. Has he got what his Sophie needs? Oh, you have no idea.
Thank you.
Yes. Billie Holiday, ooh, what a little moonlight can do for you. And that was with Teddy Wilson and his little group there from 1935. Bessie Smith, whom I would not consider portly, but she was certainly substantial. And the song was very appropriate to our context. My Kitchen Man. Well, maybe another context, too. If you know what I'm saying. And Sophie Tucker leaving absolutely no doubt what she was talking about and proudly proclaiming she did not want to get thin. Oh, you have no idea. From 1928. Now, Fats Waller and his rhythm. Then I'll Be Tired of You. From 1934. Here on Radiola.
I'll be tired of you when stars are tired of gleaming, when I am tired of dreaming, then I'll be tired of you. This I know is true. When the angry winds are tired of blowing, when the green grass is tired of growing, then I'll be tired of you. Beyond the years, till day is night, till wrong is right, till birds refuse to sing. Sweet, sweet, sweetie, sweet. Beyond the years, the echo of my only love will still be whispering, whispering. If my throbbing heart should ever start repeating that it is tired of beating, then I'll be tired of you.
Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, loving may be all you can give, but honey, I can't live without it. Oh, how I'd cry, how I'd cry, if you got tired and said goodbye. More than I'd show, more than you'd ever know. Loving you the way that I do, there's nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but honey, I can't live without it. Oh, how I'd cry, how I'd cry, if you got tired and said goodbye. More than I'd show,
Mildred Bailey and her orchestra from 1936. Great, great song. That was actually one of the better versions of that I could find. There was a reissue I had that sounded terrible, and that had a little crunch on it, but that was the original 78, the Vocalion. And I have the proper needle to play it. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Before that, Fats Waller, Then I'll Be Tired of You from 1934. And I'll tell you something. There's one guy I'd like to see in purgatory for a while, listening to his own songs. It's Sonny Bono, because Sonny Bono created something called the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which basically there were so many great songs from these people that I could only play just a few in order to not get nailed by the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. So I imagine right now Sonny Bono is sitting down in his purgatorial cell, listening to endless repetitions of I Got You, Babe, and the beat goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And Radiola is not going on much longer. Two more songs, then I'll give you to Alex Jaeger with Tripping with Dolphins. Alex is in the studio. He's ready to go. He's an amazing show. Interesting stuff. I'm so glad he's following Radiola. Interesting stuff he plays. Totally different, but well worth your consideration. Also, I'm Andy Senior, if I haven't said that lately. This is Radiola on WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org, and we're going to draw to a close this hot and heavy edition of Radiola with Sweet Sue, Paul Whiteman, and his orchestra from 1928.
horrible. Now's the one I